happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, in the headlines. Rebuild Dominica Inc. President LaDonna Young says the RBI has secured two scholarships for deserving high school students from Dominica to attend the prestigious Piney Woods Boarding School in the United States. Haiti's gangs have escalated violence in an effort to prevent the new transitional presidential council from being appointed, and raising concern about a potential prolonged political and socio-economic crisis.
Top of the hour news.
And the U.S. Justice Department will pay $138.7 million to Larry Nassar's victims resolving claims of mishandling by the FBI in the initial investigation into the former USA gymnastics doctor. The news is brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents of Beacon Insurance Limited. Details coming up next.
Q, top of the hour news.
Be sure you settle for more. Get up to 35% off Beacon's fully comprehensive vehicle insurance and still cover a whole lot more. Enjoy higher discounts and better coverage for any kind of vehicle, car, SUV, or pickup with free loss of use, windscreen cover, and special perils. To sign up, call Archipelago Trading at 448-5247 or log on to beacon.co.tt and settle for more today.
The board of directors of Rebuild Dominica Inc. has unveiled a new initiative aimed at enhancing educational opportunities for Dominican youth. The organization has secured two scholarships for deserving Dominican high school students to attend the Piney Woods School, a prestigious boarding school located in the United States. These scholarships represents a significant opportunity for Dominican students seeking to broaden their horizons and pursue academic excellence abroad.
So at this moment, what we're online to do is to present the opportunity for two students in Dominica to study in high school in the U.S. at the Piney Woods School. The Piney Woods School is a prestigious boarding school that was founded in 1901 by African Americans. And the value of that tuition is about $30,000 to $40,000 a year for just the boarding. So they would live on the campus and have the opportunity every year to renew their scholarship until they graduate in the United States system and earn a high school diploma. Good grades. So we have the main prerequisite is a grade of B or better. And in regards to the application, it is available on our website at rebuilddominica.org. If you go to the website, you will be able to see it featured on the homepage, or you can search for scholarship and that will come up.
Rebuild Dominica President LaDonna Young has urged prospective students to submit their applications by this coming weekend. Following this deadline, the organization will announce the two students chosen to receive this prestigious scholarship opportunity.
We are accepting applications through this weekend. So what we want to do is get as many students as possible to apply for this opportunity. And then we will be announcing who has, which two students have the best essay. So in the application, there are three prompts, basically three questions or three essays choices. The student is to choose one and do a 400 word well-written essay. So it's pretty simple. I know our students can do this. I know that it's going to be a great turnout. And we're just very thankful to have this opportunity to share this on air. So we're targeting the entire island. We don't want to exclude anyone, but it has to be a student that is based in Dominica, going to school in Dominica currently, and is either in their first year of high school or is about to enter high school. So there is some information on the application as regarding like age, and it is a PDF on our website. When you click the link, it opens up to the PDF. So what we're looking at is students that would be graduating either 2026, 2027, 2028, or 2029, male or female. As I mentioned, the 400 words essay. I would have to double check with the age. I believe that is around 14 to 15 years old. We encourage anyone that is interested or has more questions to write to us at info@rebuilddominica.org. That's our new email.
And that was Rebuild Dominica President LaDana Young. As Dominica commemorates Vaccination Week 2024, Nurse Florestan Lewis, manager of the Expanded Program of Immunization, has highlighted a concerning trend, a decline in the child immunization rates alongside a rise in vaccine hesitancy. She also noted a significant reduction in the number of antigens available on the island. She spoke on Jolly's Health 5 program this morning.
It's Vaccination Week, and for us, it is really, really special because we have lost some gains that we made prior to COVID. And we've seen that vaccine hesitancy has increased because those days, everybody think every vaccine is COVID. And so because of that, our childhood vaccines have suffered significantly. So we still have coverages in the 95% and above. And we have seen decreases in all of our antigens that we offer. Oh. Yes, and this is sad because we are living in a global village. And I am here today. By tomorrow, you might hear I'm in the US or I'm in Venezuela, I'm in Brazil, I'm all over the world. Mm-hmm. And in those places, we still have vaccine preventable diseases. So we have measles, okay, which is making a comeback. And that is because people are not taking the vaccines. We have also pertussis, which is also, even last year in St. Lucia, they had a scare because they had a case or so of pertussis. So it is a real threat to have those diseases that we have worked so hard to eradicate come back. And it will come back if we continue to lose our children to vaccinations. In other words, if our dropout rate continues to increase and we have more and more persons not accepting the vaccines, that will definitely cause the reintroduction and the re-emergence of those childhood diseases.
Nurse Lewis also mentioned that the purpose of observing Vaccination Week is to remind individuals about the significance of immunization in safeguarding against numerous diseases.
I want to emphasize this week, Vaccination Week, we use it as an opportunity to remind people of the importance of vaccines and why is it that we do this thing. Decades, we've seen 95-100% in coverages in some instances. And now we've seen them as low as 90%. Some, I know for sure there's one particular antigen, we were at 70%. You know, so that is low. And so we are losing the herd immunity. Yes. So monitor for what we call adverse events following vaccine. So we don't just give a vaccine and forget about the person.
Right.
So we have a system in place where we report on adverse events and we do our investigations as much as we can. And so people should not be scared of being vaccinated because one of the most important messages I want to leave with our listeners is that vaccines are safe and they are effective.
Nurse Florestan Lewis, manager of the Expanded Program of Immunization. CARICOM member states are being encouraged to foster collaboration in navigating the complex process of signing and ratifying the new global treaty on the management of marine biodiversity beyond national jurisdictions. Since its approval by the United Nations General Assembly in June of 2023, the BBNJ Treaty has garnered signatures from 89 UN member countries, including 6 CARICOM states. These include Antigua and Barbuda, Belize, the Bahamas, Dominica, St. Lucia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Notably, Belize has already ratified the treaty, becoming the first CARICOM member state to do so. The treaty is set to enter into force upon ratification by at least 60 countries. Throughout the negotiation process, CARICOM member states have actively participated and taken leadership roles. To sustain this involvement, CARICOM foreign ministers at the Council for Foreign and Community Relations have mandated the establishment of a multi-stakeholder advisory group to provide guidance and support for countries in ratifying and implementing this treaty. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. Organizers of Jazz and Creole 2024 have announced another artist contracted to perform on the main stage of the Discover Dominica Authority's Jazz and Creole Festival on May 5th, 2024. Colton Thomas, also known as Colton T, is the new artist added to the main stage lineup. Communication specialist at Discover Dominica Authority, Monel Alexis, is calling on all Dominicans and visitors to come enjoy an unforgettable experience.
We welcome Colton T to the main stage of Jazz and Creole 2024. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we look forward to this year's festival, I invite each of you to spread the word, to share the excitement, and to make your plans to join us. Whether you're returning guest or planning your first visit to our island, Jazz and Creole offers you an unforgettable experience. A fusion of jazz music with Creole music, food, activities, something religious, and everything cultural, set against the backdrop of our lush tropical paradise. So, mark your calendars for May 5th and prepare to be enchanted by the rhythms of Jazz and Creole. For more information on Jazz and Creole, visit our website www.dominicafestivals.com and follow Dominica Festivals on Facebook and Instagram.
And that was a communication specialist at Discover Dominica Authority, Monel Alexis. Speaking to the media on April 23rd, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Environment, Lucien Blackmore, is calling on all public officers to engage the Government Housing Loans Board through the fourth component of the Green Climate Fund Enhanced Direct Access Project. Mr. Blackmore said this revolving fund, which also extends to private homeowners who apply under the EDA project, are qualified to receive assistance for their property and to improve the sustainability of their property through green climate initiatives like the installation of renewable energy alternatives, solar, hydro, and wind.
Of course, we realize that the effort or the initiative is one that is very broad, since it's seeking to bring about very climate smart properties. And your properties could be the structure, it could be your services. And I say services because we all know we live in a time when the now generation get totally bothered when basic things like internet and power is not available. And so under this facility, it also affords the government housing loan board and public officers to be able to assess funds for maybe bringing about renewable energy installation onto their properties. So the opportunities are endless. I would really urge all public servants to really be very cognizant of the facility and to ensure we really make use of the funds that is available to us. You heard Mr. Thomas asking for the second tranche.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Environment, Lucien Blackmore. While ensuring the technical quality of healthcare services is crucial, the Deputy Director of the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, Mary Lou Valdez, has called on countries to urgently protect the basic conditions of hygiene, health, physical safety, and personal dignity in clinical settings. Speaking last week at the 6th Global Ministerial Summit on Patient Safety in Santiago, Chile, the deputy director underscored that it is the experiences of individuals, families, and communities of the care they receive that determines their trust in health services. While countries of the Americas have made progress towards ensuring patient safety, health systems in the region remain fragmented. I quote, "This contributes to poor quality of care, adverse effects, as well as patient dissatisfaction and mistrust," close quote. Valdez said, for example, while mortality attributable to poor quality of care varies considerably between countries in the region, it generally remains high, ranging from 47 to 350 deaths per 100,000 people. The aim of this year's summit, which took place from the 17th and 18th of April, was to provide countries with an opportunity to share experiences and how best to implement and sustain strategies to deliver safe healthcare system. During the summit, workshops were held on a variety of issues, including on quality assurance methodologies, clinical challenges such as childbirth and patients with comorbidities, and how to support countries in the implementation of the World Health Organization Plan for Action for Patient Safety for the year 2021 to 2030. President of the Dominica Association of Evangelical Churches and a senior pastor at the Truth and Grace Fellowship Global, Pastor Randy Rodney, has made clear the association's position regarding the April 22nd court ruling, which sided with the claim of a homosexual man that Section 14 and 16 of the Sexual Offences Act violated his human right to consensually engage in sexual acts with a member of the same sex. The magistrate then ordered the decriminalization of buggery in Dominica. Pastor Rodney explains that morally, this new effort by the courts and the gay community is not supported, or that's not supported by the principles of God and not in line with righteous living traits.
The whole question of homosexuality in Dominica, you will recall, with the Evangelical Association, for example, started probably about 17 years ago. But when there was a cruise ship anchored out port from the shore, you could have seen men engaged in certain, you know, activities with men right on the shore. And if you recall, the association then had some rallies and so on in that regard. So that dates back quite a number of years. But it's important for us to understand what's happening. And first, I want to say to people that I am a Bible person. I believe in the Bible. The Bible for me is above everything else, including constitutions and legal decision. Why do I believe that? Because I believe the Bible is the source of all information as it refers to and relates to life and godliness. A few statements I must make up front. That the Evangelical Association or Randy Rodney or anybody like this is not against Miridom or against an individual. We are not fighting a human battle, right? It's either you for God or you against God. Now, many of us, and I include myself in that, when we want to do our activities, we sideline God's word, and that becomes hypocrisy. So we put God on the side for something that will suit us, whether it's for corruption or for homosexuality or for fornication or adultery or whatever the case is. We sideline God. If you are God's man, you can't do that. It's either you for God or you against God. And we need to establish that upfront. God is not in the compromise business.
The High Court ruled on April 22nd, 2024, that Dominica's laws against sodomy were unconstitutional. According to court documents, attorney Cara Shillingford represented the claimants. The attorney general office represented the defendant. Additionally, attorney at law Joel Harris gave legal representations for the Anglican churches and the Bishop of Roseau Catholic Church, and attorney Joshua Francis represented the Dominica Association of Evangelical Churches as intervening parties. Since the establishment of the 1978 Constitution, all forms of homosexuality were illegal in Dominica, including anal sex between a man and woman. Pastor Randy Rodney assured members of the gay community that there is still time for them to repent to Jesus Christ, renounce their ways, and adopt a sane lifestyle. Pastor Rodney went to eloquently reveal the details of the ruling of the High Court on April 22nd, which he believes clearly sidelined the concept of morality in the matter.
What the legislation is dealing with particularly is that the judge is ruling that people who practice homosexual sex, and I probably should read to you something that you would not have heard from the press conference that Miridom had. On the second paragraph in the introduction, Justice Sinak Fulgence says, "I think it is important to say at the outset that this case is not about whether the actions, choices, lifestyle or otherwise of the claimant are right or otherwise, but is solely to determine whether certain rights guaranteed to every citizen of Dominica by the Constitution of Dominica have been infringed by Section 14 and 16 of the Sexual Offences Act, right? Mm-hmm. With this in mind, I now examine the cases." So the judge is saying upfront that I am not in a position to determine what is right or wrong. I am, that matter is about determining whether somebody's rights according to the Constitution was violated. That's what that matter was about. Okay? Now, from the church perspective, we deal with matters from a right or wrong perspective. That can't be handled in a court of law. And people must know that. Churches deal with matters from a right or wrong perspective. That is not a matter that's discussed in a court of law. It's a matter that's discussed with your Bible in your hands. So is homosexuality wrong from a Bible perspective? Absolutely. Does God forgive homosexuals? Certainly. Can God change homosexuals? For sure.
President of the Dominica Association of Evangelical Churches, Pastor Randy Rodney. In other news, Haiti faces heightened turmoil as criminal gangs escalate violence in a bid to prevent the newly appointed transitional presidential council from assuming office, raising concerns of prolonged political and socio-economic crisis in the Caribbean nation. The 9-member CPT recently appointed has been unable to assume official duties due to ongoing assaults by heavily armed gangs on the presidential palace, where police special units are engaged in resistance. Reports from Port-au-Prince indicate that the CTP, or that's the CPT, is expected to determine the date and venue of its installation, possibly at the end, or that's possibly at the National Palace on Wednesday. Notorious gang leader Jimmy Scherzer, alias Barbecue, has been heard ordering his cohorts to unleash widespread violence, including arson and indiscriminate killings, to instill fear and chaos. And the U.S. Justice Department has announced a civil settlement totaling $138.7 million with numerous victims of ex-USA gymnastics physician Larry Nassar. Nassar, currently incarcerated for sexually abusing athletes, faced allegations of mishandling by the FBI during the initial investigation, which the settlement aims to address.
The U.S. Justice Department on Tuesday said it will pay $138.7 million to hundreds of victims of former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar in a settlement that resolves claims the FBI botched the initial investigation into the disgraced sports physician. U.S. Olympic gold medalists Simone Biles and Michaela Maroney were among the victims who publicly criticized the FBI over its handling of the probe. The women accused the FBI of failing to act on evidence it received in 2015, allowing Nassar to continue sexually abusing young women and girls under his care until he was charged in 2016. In a statement, lawyers who represented many of the victims said, quote, "We are proud to have achieved a monumental settlement with the U.S. Department of Justice that not only secures the recovery the survivors deserve, but also holds the DOJ and FBI accountable for their failures." A report by the DOJ's internal watchdog had uncovered widespread errors by the FBI, including failing to promptly interview potential victims. The Justice Department opted not to bring criminal charges against the agents involved in the probe. Here's Biles in 2021 at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing.
"To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse."
Nassar was sentenced in 2017 to 60 years in prison on charges of possessing child sex abuse material. In 2018, Nassar was sentenced to up to 175 years and 125 years, respectively, in two separate Michigan courts for molesting female gymnasts.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. Rebuild Dominica Inc. President LaDonna Young says the RBI has secured two scholarships for deserving high school students from Dominica to attend the prestigious Piney Woods Boarding School in the United States. Haiti's gangs have escalated violence in an effort to prevent the new transitional presidential council from being appointed, and raising concern about a potential prolonged political and socio-economic crisis.
News as it happens.
and the U.S. Justice Department will pay $148.7 million to Larry Nassar's victims resolving or that's resolving claims of mishandling by the FBI in the initial investigation into the former USC gymnastics doctor. The news was brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agent Sobeacon Insurance Limited. I am Phyllis Envalman.
When it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on Q.